my son is not a drug dealer. He was coerced into entrapment to sell drugs by an undercover type lead. When you say
he's not a drug dealer, I mean, even speaking to his lawyer earlier, there's no denying that he had a significant quantity of drugs on him. I totally agree with that. What did he have them for then?
He'd met up with a group of guys, Australian guys. He was another male who actually admitted that they were his drugs in the second police report. And Lance was with him. He did a stupid thing. Really silly thing.
So what, is your argument that he was holding the drugs for a friend?
Yes, yes. At the end of the day, it was a police setup. It was a police sting operation. I call it entrapment. They lured him into making the deal.
Although they couldn't entrap me because I'd never have any drugs on me.
Well, no, I know that, but...
And what kind of conditions do you think he's been kept in?
Oh, awful conditions. There's like 70 to 80 prisoners in a cell. There's one hole which they all use as a toilet. Obviously, the smell, the stench and everything is really bad. He's in Klongpren Prison and it's called the Bombat part, which is what they sort of call the illegal side of the prison because it's so bad. It's, it's not shown on TV or anything like that, that side of the prison, but it's really bad.
So what are you asking for?
To be honest, I just want them to be fair with Lance at the end of the day and, you know, the circumstances leading up to this and everything. And with the discrepancy in the drug charges as well, I mean, that they've tripled the amount from the first police report that we had. I mean, I've got them both in black and white. It's corrupt. It's just they're trying to make Lance, you know, make it worse for Lance as such.
Obviously, you care about your son, and I can see...
Big time. He's my only child, and I absolutely adore him. Sorry.
No, I can understand. Sorry. And I can see, you know, the pain etched in your face in relation to his story and what's going on in his life. You will know, though, that people will be sitting at home, sitting in their cars, listening to this and thinking, look, come on. His excuse is he was holding the drugs for his mate. Come on.
I understand that, and everybody's entitled to their opinion, but we all make mistakes in our lives, you know, and he shouldn't be serving a life sentence for making a mistake. He's never been in trouble in his life before with the police. Lance did do wrong. Yes, he has done wrong. Yes, he has made a mistake. But I'm not having in charge for something that wasn't there. At the end of the day, all I want is my son home. You know, why can't he come home? Why can't he serve any sentence here or anything?